Today we have had some utes blockade Spring Street. Those utes have come from Western Vic and Gippsland area, and they were here to remind the Andrews government that we were waiting on this decision on unconventional and conventional gas. And today we have found out that we don't have that decision yet, and that decision will be made now in August. So today is a little bit of a disappointment that we haven't got any more certainty, but at the same time it was to bring and highlight the issue today that we're not going anywhere, and that this issue will stay until we hear what exactly the government will do. And we'll be back here in August, I'm assuming, and also to be letting know the new minister that communities are wanting a ban, and that's really the only option he has.
So he's a new minister, just feeling new to the job?
Yeah, so we've had a little bit of a cabinet reshuffle, and so we've seen Lily D'Ambrosio, our past Energy Minister and Resources Minister, move. And so we have this new minister, Wade Noonan, who's come as from a police minister background. And so I suppose he needs time to be brought up to speed with this issue, and I understand that it is a big issue and he needs that time. But the message stays the same, that communities have been declaring themselves gas field free, and the more time they take, the bigger this issue becomes and stronger the communities become united. So he really, he's given himself a few months, but the message will still be the same, that a ban is the only outcome and the most sensible outcome that he can do for communities.
Well, he's not going to get any more information that hasn't been available before through the inquiry and other places?
No, that's right. And actually, probably more so, he's going to get more information bombarded towards him that this industry is just getting riskier and riskier. We're seeing more science come out to say how risky it is. We're seeing implications in Queensland and New South Wales. So, no, he's not going to get anything new, but he might get some more information to show how risky this is.
And you've got an overview, I guess, of Western Victoria. What's the feeling there? Is there any are people sort of dropping off at all, or what's happening in that space?
I think that there's always the community have always been with us. I think it's become very tiring for communities to have this over them still, and we really just want this done and dusted. Either way, really, even if it was a bad outcome, at least we would know what we're up against. This uncertainty that it's creating in communities is making people very anxious, and so no, the community's position hasn't changed, and the resolve is still there, and they're still very passionate, but it needs to be done.
Now, I can't leave this without asking one question. Tell us about the sheep making the sign, the ban gas sign. That was just, I understand that went all over the world.
Yeah, it went viral. We've had lots of views, which is terrific. So we've got some very clever sheep in Western Victoria that can spell. And when they were released into a paddock, they spelt out the word ban gas. And so very clever. It's been seen all over the world, and it was a great message to send to everyone. And we know that the Premier's office also watched it with delight. So it got to the right people as well. And those sheep, hopefully, will just spell out ban soon, and we'll get some more footage of that maybe soon. If this industry is let to go ahead, you're going to see some very angry farmers. I think that we haven't talked about what we'll do, what action we'll do, but we certainly, there's no chance that this industry will be allowed to drill.